Welcome to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. Today marks day 6 of the Educating Her series. All right, HBCU girly nation, in case you missed it and you're joining in for the first time, this week's edition of Educating Her, it's going to be savage. Before I go any further, if you're tuning in for the first time, I suggest you binge listen episodes 1 through 5. Educating Her simply means myself and invited guests are educating one female college freshman at a time. And in some cases, maybe even you men too. But these are the college life must-haves. It's the stuff no one tells you or reinforces how you become a successful student. Think of it like this. It's the stuff you learn after the fact. The stuff you wish someone told you. Or maybe you just didn't listen the first time, and this is makeup class. Okay, so on the real, last week we talked about a lot of things, ranging from girl talk to some slanguage called popping out, which was a first for me, how to tank your GPA with style, and then on the flip, how to avoid tanking your GPA. You gotta know when to have fun. High school is certainly not the equivalent to college. And at the same time, we gotta make smart decisions. It's all about adulting now. Also, there's nothing wrong with being a teacher's pet. In fact, in college, it works in your favor. And knowing how to build relationships and creating those opportunities is the theme throughout our episodes last week. What makes me different is this is the stuff no one tells you before, during, and after college to start doing from day one, people. Maybe you're the first to go to college. Maybe grandma raised you and she didn't have all the answers. Or, sadly enough, maybe you just don't have a strong relationship with both parents or that one parent that reared you. Sound familiar? During this series, you're going to receive actionable, easy breezy 1-2-3 steps to start using now in preparation for future internships, graduation, and finally, your career. This series is for women by women. And as usual, on my Keep It 100 Girl podcast, I help men and women learn to celebrate their vulnerabilities and embarrassment, even if it's 50 shades of cray cray. So there's 5 things you're going to hear in today's episode. Number 1, the realities of dorm life. Number 2, dorm protocol. Number 3, traditional college experiences. Number 4, roommate do's and don'ts, and also the shade. Number 5, dorm rules are meant to be broken. You know this. Ladies, are you ready to keep it 100? My hand is raised. How about yours?
Are you ready to keep it 100?
Ready to keep it 100, girl.
Oh, Nina, I keep it 100, baby.
Yes, I'm ready to keep it 100.
I'm ready to keep it 100, girl.
You know I'm going to keep it 100.
So what would you tell freshmen about the realities of dorm life, upperclassmen and alum?
My floor was actually pretty nice, but there was just disagreements with other people in the dorm because I don't know, I was cool with everyone on the floor. I didn't really have any arguments, but there was a lot of drama between this one girl and the rest of the floor for some reason. I never experienced it, but everyone seemed to like not like her, so they all kind of went against her, and she would only just talk to her roommate on the floor and just hang out with her roommate all the time. But after a while, I did kind of see an attitude, but I didn't let that bother me.
Spending time in your dorm is not an option, and hear why.
No, I didn't. Not my freshman year, definitely not. I was out a lot. Like, I was one of those people, I wanted to get to know people. Like, this is college. Like, oh my gosh, college we see on TV. Like, I want to know what's going on. Like, I barely stayed in my room. My roommate was the same way, so it was perfect. Like, we were just always out on campus, meeting people, talking to people, introducing ourselves. Like, and that was weird for me. That, like, I remember every time we got on the elevator, when we first moved in, everyone that got on the elevator was just like, hey, I'm from this place, I'm from that place, what's your name? So it was like different, like everyone was friendly. I guess because when you're freshman, it's just like, you want to get to know everybody. So I just remember that memory, like every time I got on an elevator to go up or down or wherever I was going, everyone in the elevator would just speak to each other, introduce ourselves to each other.
Okay, so here's the 411 on dorm protocol. and what she didn't do.
I feel that you should say hi to everyone. Like, just introduce yourself, like, have common ground for the first time. Probably like, oh, hey, my name's Nia, I'm from so-and-so. And then, you know, just know that you know that person. Like, oh, she introduced herself, she's cool. But with me, my first semester, I didn't really, like, I have a really straight face, so people didn't really approach me as much. But that's not how I really was. I'm really open, and I'm really happy to, like, get to know other people. It's just that people assumed at first that I was really mean, but I really wasn't. So after I introduced myself to everyone, they were like, oh, she's pretty cool. So I feel like you have to open up to your floor in order to, like, actually get to know others and basically have a sturdy relationship throughout the whole entire semester or however long you're staying with them.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like dorm life is what you make it, because there's so many different types of personalities in, like, one building. And so you could have a really good time, or you could just come to the dorm, get on the elevator, go to your room, go to sleep, leave class, you know. But if you, like, really engage, introduce yourself to people, because my first semester, it could have been so better, but, like, I was so kind of standoffish, or no, I was told I was reserved.
Reserved.
My boss told me that. I was just like, wow, this, I gotta change this, you know?
She had a traditional college experience in the sense that she lived on campus for the entire 4 years, which is totally different to living at home, living off campus. And hear what she had to say.
I lived on campus all 4 years and loved it. I wouldn't have traded it for the world. And like I said, we were in the middle of nowhere, so it wasn't really anywhere else to go. Because freshman, we couldn't have our cars on campus. And then the closest, I guess, off-campus housing was like Delaware, which is still far if you're not driving.
Even though Deja spent all of her college years in the dorm, she had to get out the last semester. Hear her story.
So I stayed on campus, oh my goodness, I would say like really weird, like almost all of my college years except the last semester, because I had a disagreement with two of my roommates, and it was kind of like a situation where they were ganging up on me. So I made a decision, and my grandmother made a decision to be like, no, you're not staying here. And I ended up staying. I was able to get my money back, thank God, because it was still early in the semester. And I used that money to, like, basically I pretty much lived right down the street. And I, like, they had like a campus housing. One of my friends lived there. She was like, there's a room available. It ended up being cheaper than what I was currently paying for rent for the semester. And I had my own bathroom. So we literally packed all my stuff up in that car. And I literally moved probably like two blocks down the street. So that was my experience.
I'm sorry, ladies. This is my two cents, given my experience. But women are not meant to live together. You know why? Because it's too much estrogen.
You just never know with roommates, because things could start off where you know you are cool, but because you know you do everything together, you're in class together, you're going out together, it makes it really easy. And because you don't have that breathing space, I feel like sometimes it makes it really easy for a disagreement to sometimes occur. So my experience would be to, you know, try to, like, I know when I was a freshman, we actually had to fill out like a form in regards to like our living habits. That helped. So with that, what I would recommend is try to find somebody that has similar habits to you. And I would say too, try to find somebody that like is really like you guys' schedules are like different, because then you're not both in that small space together. Because I would say my freshman year, another thing was, so I had one of the, like, I stayed in one of the, like, nicer dorms. So I actually had, like, a little wall divider. But my roommate always had, like, a boyfriend, like, at her, in our little space. I wouldn't even call it an apartment. It was really, like, a room. And then, so, that was a disaster. And then just, like, setting boundaries, too. Like, you need to communicate and say, you know, hey, like, you know, this is what I'm comfortable with. This is what I'm not. I don't like people touching my food. So, that's something that, you know, Like, I try to mention without, you know, certain things. Like, you have to express what your boundaries are. And I would say establish those early on. Because if you don't, then it's just like, okay, that person doesn't know what's acceptable in regards to what your personal, like, space is.
The Keep It 100 Girl Camp. I'm going to teach you how to keep it 100, girl, all day and every day. So I wanted to make sure I cater to women at all ages and stages of their lives. Bottom line is, I'm going to give you that muscle power you need to make informed decisions with confidence. There's no half-stepping, girl. Our eyes are on the North Star. So check it out. Visit bit.ly/KIBOOTCAMP. And I'll give you the Keep It 100 toolbox to set you up for academic success before and after you graduate. So according to this HBCU alum, learning the differences between people is key, especially where personalities is concerned.
I think for me, it would be, like they just said, learning the differences between your roommates, because it's like, you could even know a person before you go away to college. Like my freshman year, I actually stayed with one of my basketball teammates. And we were cool. We knew each other and we were in avid together. So it was like, okay, this will work. But after a while, you do get tired of a person if you're together all the time. Mm-hmm. If, you know, you're going out together, you're getting to know people together. This is a person that you know already. So it's like, it's comfortable. So you definitely want to establish boundaries. Kind of walk that line very thin. And I would say also get to know other people besides your roommate. That way you have a chance to kind of give that person space. You know, you can go out, you can talk to someone else, and you can just have a time where you don't feel cluttered in your living space. So I would definitely say get to know other people and get to know your roommate and set those boundaries early on.
Dissertation is a big one. Dorm rules, sadly enough, sorry you RAs, but dorm rules are meant to be broken.
My dorm experience was actually great as far as my roommate goes. My roommate from freshman year has been my roommate every year, even when we moved off campus. So I happen to be one of the lucky people that had a really good roommate. I never had roommate problems. Of course, you know, just issues with like the other girls in your quad, you know, getting to know them as well. So a quad is like, I think there's four rooms in a quad and there's two girls in each. So those are kind of like your neighbors. So just getting to know them better. I think I should have done a better job of that. But other than that, my dorm experience was pretty good. I can't complain.
Guys in the dorm is not a new phenomenon. And we've been there, done that.
Same, definitely rules in every school is different, because I know for us, if we did have guys in our dorm, and like I said, we had to do all female, so Deja's lucky that she even had like a kitchen her freshman year, because when I say we had to still go to the cafeteria, and even when once we got like to that senior level, we didn't even have kitchens. We weren't even allowed to have like cooking appliances. But for freshman year, and period, on our campus, like everyone has a visitation policy. So I think it was like 10 a.m. Like the guys had to be out, and maybe two on the weekends. So you couldn't really stay like long periods of time. Of course, no one could sleep over, all the different things. Like we couldn't have that. Visitation, I think, and then what else? Of course, on our campus was completely dry. I know alcohol, of course, alcohol happens. Like I said, that we're keeping it 100. Alcohol does happen. we weren't even supposed to have, I think, if you had it, it had to be like a miniature bottle, and it could only be on the first floor of one of the dorm rooms in the entire campus. Other than that, you would get fined. Public safety would come, all of those things. So you had to be careful. You honestly had to be careful with what you were doing on campus.
So my dorm experience, I enjoyed it. I was rarely in my dorm. I was because a lot of times, surprisingly, I was in the engineering building, but most of my friends, they were all engineers because I did a bridge program for engineers at Morgan. So a lot of my friends were those who were in the bridge program with me. So a lot of times we spent in the engineering building. Half of the time it wasn't studying. It was just like hanging out and having fun. My roommate, I knew her prior to moving in. She was really nice. I didn't have like a bad even with my quad, I knew majority of the girls because we had like a LOC thing. So we were together. The same people I was in the bridge program with, we still had the same quad. So it was, I knew everybody. So it wasn't bad. I had fun actually.
All right, freshmen, this is the moment that you have been waiting for. The anticipation is over. Finally, you're out on your own. All this time when you're living at home, you've been saying to yourself, I can't wait to go to college. I'm not living at home anymore. I can't wait to get out of here. No curfew, no parent running up behind me. If you've never had a roommate before, this is going to make or break your mental. You'll understand your boundaries now more than ever. Okay, I'm going to say this. Reaching the North Star is not easy. Right now, you're freshman and you're looking at it and you're wondering, how the frick am I gonna get there? Many college students experience feeling depressed during their first year. It's gonna be real trying. It's a time of adjustment and changes, so don't feel ashamed if your freshman year, maybe like one semester in, is not what you expected. My advice is this, ask for all the help you need. Lean on your family when necessary. I think in order to grow, you kind of have to not rely on them or learn to do without them. Also, reach out to your true friends as much as you need. And lastly, regardless of what your religious following is, pray. But I think the overall takeaway is find those upperclassmen sisters who care about and are invested in helping freshmen and their success. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. New episodes drop every day. And in case you missed last week, you can tune in to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, and TuneIn Radio. On tomorrow's episode, you're going to learn the financial nightmares of being a student and always knowing, or you should know, you need to be prepared for the unknown. It's going to be the status quo, especially if you're on financial aid. Your peers and alum are going to tell you why. I keep it 100. I keep it real. I keep it true. Smooches!